Hello, good morning, how you doing? Waking up.
Get up with,
ladies and gentlemen,
Josiah and Ellie.
It goes like this.
Hello, catch-uppers. Welcome to the podcast. You know what? I've just decided that very second as that opener was playing, I'm going to go on a diet.
Well, you just had a Coke and burger for breakfast.
Exactly. That's why I've decided
so you know
I'm
going
on a diet. What?
That you need to go on a diet.
Okay, I had a Coke Zero. There's no calories in that. Thank you very much.
There's a couple. And there's sugar that'll rot your soul away.
Zero sugar.
It's
in the name.
The amount of poison that's in that thing will literally make your soul rot away if it can any more than it already is.
Nah, what the poison does is it melts your fat. And then you're skinny ass.
Well, you are very skinny considering you do have a Coke Zero for brekkie every day and a burger. So
stop hitting on me.
Your theory makes sense, you beautiful thing, you.
No, I'm excited. I'm going to start detoxing. It's happening. So tomorrow, if you see me eating anything unhealthy, get mad at me.
You can't give up Coke Zero. You haven't had one.
Oh, I'm not giving up Coke Zero.
Oh, okay.
Calm down.
I'm going on a diet of everything but Coke Zero. Oh, my gosh.
Zero calories. What's more like, that's all there is to it. Hey, welcome to The Catch-Up.
Thanks.
Thanks for downloading today.
Big fan of the show. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, no, you're welcome. Today, I interviewed Josiah on what it's like to be a douchebag.
Yeah, really good. Thank you. Sometimes I look at myself in the mirror and I think, legend. What else do you want to know?
We should do that. We should make that a segment where I'd interview you.
Start it tomorrow.
Okay.
Done.
All right, cool. In the meantime, though, while you wait for that killer radio segment, I just hit my knee so hard.
Karma. Karma, chameleon.
You stitched me up not once but twice in today's show just for something new.
Yeah, stitch up's my middle name. We also talk about my girlfriend, Mia. She embarrassed me on the weekend, was not happy, had to walk out of somewhere because of something she did.
It's a good story, actually. I really thoroughly enjoyed that
one. It was
one.
Great gear by her, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
Oh, Mario comes on the show today. Ba-ba-da-boobie.
Yeah, Mario, buongiorno. He gives us a rap on Anthony Albanese's promotion to Labour Party leader. Is
yeah,
that what you call
that'll,
it?
That'll do, yeah. Mate.
All right, enjoy the catch-up. I'm going to go plan out my diet. I'm going to be so cranky on tomorrow's
How
show.
How many Coke Zeros are you going to have between tomorrow and when you start your diet?
Seven. What of it?
this is...
Are we ready?
The Catch-Up.
With
Josiah and Ellie.
You'd think with our jobs we wouldn't get embarrassed, but I had a moment over the weekend where I've never wanted to bury my head so far into the sand.
Okay.
So my girlfriend and I went back to Sydney to say g'day over the weekend, and we went out and did a Japanese cooking class over the weekend that my sister bought us for Christmas.
Very cultured of you.
It was arigato to all our Japanese listeners. Had some sake. Have you had some sake before?
I have.
A very strong alcoholic drink that they give you.
Yeah.
It's like a little shot on the side. Very nice though. You eat it with your food. Then we afterwards decided we'd keep the day going. So we went to a jazz bar around the corner.
Oh, damn. Yep.
This is like,
I cannot believe how fancy you're being.
It's very cultured of me. From Japanese cooking classes to a jazz bar. It was very, very 1930s like this jazz bar. Like so authentic. One of those ones.
Yeah.
It was so authentic. There was like old men sitting in the corners having a beer together. And there was a random lady underneath the Elvis sign of this bar, and she was sitting there with a poodle on her lap. This is one of the weirdest things I've ever seen. I'm not joking. She had a poodle on her lap, glasses on because I think she was blind, and she had a walking stick.
Okay.
And so everyone's just having a good time chatting, as were we. The footy was on in the background. I don't know why the footy was on
at the jazz bar.
I know, which was even better because my team was playing. So we're sitting there having a drink. Then we spot something out the corner of our eye in the room, and it was a jukebox, you know, where you get to pick the music.
Oh, yeah, I love jukeboxes.
And the music in the bar was this kind of music that you can hear right now.
Mm-hmm.
And Mia goes, oh, look, we get to pick our own music. I'm like, yeah, well, it's a jazz bar. We should probably leave it unless you play some, Roy Orbison or something. I don't know what we're going to pick today.
Yeah.
And Mia has a little glint in her eye, and I'm like, I know what she's up to. She wanders over to the jazz thing, and I'm looking at her. I'm thinking, what 21-year-old knows or is cultured in jazz music? And she comes back. She's like, oh, I've cued something.
Yeah.
I was
some
like,
Frank Sinatra or something.
Exactly
obviously.
Right.
Yeah.
Take me to the moon. Was it Fly Me to the Moon?
Yeah, something like that.
Anyway, we sit down, and once the jazz song finishes, the whole place full of old people get a little cultured lesson from Mia when this comes on.
Turn down for what?
Yes, Mia. Yes, Mia. I love that so much.
So I politely grabbed Mia's hand and we walked out of the bar as I have never been that embarrassed in my entire life.
No, my hat is right off to it. That is amazing to go from this.
Don't know if I've been more proud or if I were more embarrassed, but me being very prideful, I was like, this is a great moment, but I am beyond embarrassed. Has Gav on done anything on that level to you ever?
I mean, I don't embarrass very easily. You know, it's usually me embarrassing. In fact, it's always me embarrassing.
But neither do I, Ellie.
Once he told my friends that I wasn't in the top 5 hottest girls in the world.
Whoa.
Yeah, and that embarrassed me.
It's not embarrassing, that's offensive.
I know. I was like, well, hold on. Okay, I get I'm not in the top 5. I get I'm not a Victoria's Secret model, but I'm your girlfriend. You're supposed to say that I am.
Number one, just leave it to the side, Gav.
Yes.
13, 12, 16, Goulburn Valley. Make me feel a little bit better this morning. Has your partner ever embarrassed you? Fellas, listen up. Surely your missus has done the same thing. Maybe she hasn't put Little John on in a jazz bar. But has there been a moment where you've looked over and go, why am I dating you?
13, 12, 16 is our number. And just to see us to the ads.
Turn down for what?
Get up with Josiah and Ellie on Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.
Over the weekend was at a jazz bar with the girlfriend where the average age was probably about 75. Mm-hmm. There was a jukebox in the corner and my girlfriend had the bright idea to go and change the song. The song she put on was this one.
Turn down for what?
And Mia will forever be my hero from here on in.
I don't often get embarrassed, but it was one of those moments where I had my head down so far between my legs and I could have cried.
Oh, 13, 12, 16, we are asking the question this morning, has your partner embarrassed you somewhere in the Goulburn Valley? Let's go to Andy from Benalla. Andy, what's your partner done to you, my friend?
Yes, she has.
Oh, no. You sound so defeated.
No, well, we're just still embarrassed, to be honest.
Oh, okay. It's a safe space. You can tell us. We're all in this together.
Well, last week I had a crack at cooking dinner for everyone.
Yeah.
My wife does the king load of the cooking, as I would say. But I thought, oh, you know, I'll give the missus a hand and do a bit of cooking. And I thought I did a pretty good job. But the next day, chatting to the neighbours, she tore strips off me.
Oh.
You're kidding me.
No, just a man trying to do a good deed.
So what exactly, which part of your cooking was she ripping into?
There was nothing specific that she mentioned. She just said it was average, bland, cold. Yeah.
Forget the doghouse for yourself when you do something wrong. If my missus did that to me and embarrassed me and went and spoke about how bad I am at cooking behind my back and I found out, throw her straight in the doghouse, Andy.
Oh, I just reminded her whose house. Name is in. Sorry, whose name the house is in.
Fair enough, my friend. All right. Well, I hope you feel better getting off that off your chest this morning. I hope we've, you know.
I do. And okay. It's peanut butter toast forever now.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Thanks for your call, Andy.
No worries.
This is The Catch Up with Josiah and Ellie.
You remember that dream that you had?
Yes.
I feel like that dream needs to be told, not just to this person, but to the whole Goulburn Valley as well. So I want to welcome to our radio show our very own Ash London. Welcome to the show.
My very own stalker. It's been a dream forever and finally it's come to pass, Ellie.
Oh, God, Ash, this is mortifying. Like, you think that what's said between you and your co-host when you're off air, and I'm sure you'd know this being a radio host yourself, you'd think that that's sacred, right? If the mics aren't on, it's sacred. No, apparently not.
It's all bets off, baby girl. Good story is a good story. Now, what happened in this dream?
Oh,
exactly.
It was honestly the most vivid dream I've had in years. I woke up and you were like front of my mind. So basically, you and I went to the dentist together for some reason.
Interesting.
And then you had like a mouthful of gauze, but you're still trying
to.
Yeah, what? What?
What's wrong with Ash London's mouth? What are you trying to say about it?
She had some fillings or something.
When you go to the dentist.
Exactly.
So I had gauze in my mouth. Did you have gauze in your mouth?
No, I was gauze free. I think maybe I was waiting. I don't know whether I was taking you to the dentist or whether I had an appointment too, but for some reason you and I were at our dentist together.
Did you have a cold sore or not?
No.
It's got to mean something about like things that are unsaid, like, you know, if you gag and you can't talk physically. Is there something you want to tell me?
Well,
to
I
get
don't.
Off your chest?
There's the next part of the dream is that you then started giving me feedback on my radio show because apparently you're a big listener of the show in my dreams. Apparently you're our number one fan and you're telling me, like, oh, you got to talk about the music more. And you guys, you know, sometimes you talk about yourselves too much and you're giving us full on feedback on the Josiah and Ellie show with a mouthful of gauze the whole time.
I don't know anything about actual radio. I'm still. tried faking it as I go. That's so interesting. But I do want to know if there's any sexual component to this, Jenna. Did we make out or anything?
Do you know what? That's the only thing the dream was missing. I wish we'd made out. Mind you, with the gauze in your mouth,
so
I don't know
if
I do.
Yeah, that's a bit gross.
Funnily enough, Josiah also had a dream about us. But yeah, you're right. That one was sexual related.
Really? Hey, all right.
Ash London, can I ask you, when is the last time you went to the dentist?
I went to the dentist recently, actually, and he told me I need tooth fillings. And I've never been back because I'm like, nah, that sounds scary.
Maybe this is a sign that someone needs to give you a push to go to the dentist, and I'm that person.
Maybe.
Ash. I need to come
the
with you.
The universe has orchestrated it in weird or wonderful ways. Thank you. I will go to the dentist.
That's true.
Speaking of stitch-ups, Ash, we have your co-host, Grant Denyer, coming on the show tomorrow. You got something that you can say about him that we can play back to him?
Well, we just discovered that he's been eating corn chips in bed and he's not even ashamed of it. So you can help us with the pile on there because that's weird. You can't be eating corn chips in bed.
Weird stuff happens to all of us in bed, Ash London. I've proved that with this dream I've had about you. It's fine, okay? Don't hold it against Grant.
Fair enough. But thanks, guys. Good luck. And if there's any more weird dreams, you just give me a call, all right?
Absolutely. I'll tell you about my real dream off air, okay, Ash?
Oh, God.
Right.
Yay. Thanks, Ash. I'm going to go cry into a hole right now.
See you guys.
Hey, you can catch Ash London live from 6:30 tonight and every weeknight on Hit 96.9.
Coming or in up- your dreams tonight.
Yeah, true. If you're sleeping with me, maybe I'll dream about it.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch-Up
with
Josiah and Ellie.
Hey, yesterday, Ellie, Anthony Albanese, he tweeted at 10:31 a.m. that he was honoured to be elected the 21st leader of the Australian Labor Party. He thanked members of caucus, the rank and file members and affiliates for all their support. So we do have a new Labor leader. He got elected unannounced. No one else opposed to him being the new leader. Mm-hmm. So whenever something big happens in Parliament, there's only one person we speak to, and that is our inappropriate political correspondent, Mario.
When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's amore.
Mara, it is your pleasure, okay?
Straight out of the gym and onto the airwaves.
Yeah, mate, it's Mario.
Mario from Shepparton. Good morning and welcome to the Josiah and Ellie Show.
E pronto, good morning, my friends. How are you?
Oh, very Italian this morning, Mario. I don't know what you just said. Was it something nice? Was it like you guys sound hot today or something?
No, ma pronto means hello on the phone, no?
Oh, okay. Oh,
just a greeting. Mario, before we talk politics, you sound a bit under the weather this morning, mate.
Yeah, mate, I've got the post-election blue sniffles, you know.
Oh, you're sad that it's all over. But don't worry, now you've got the Labor leadership contest to keep you busy.
Yeah, mate, pardon me, I've got the froggies in the throat. mate, it was not as exciting as you would hope because it was pretty much in the shoe.
In the shoe?
You know, the shoe-in.
Good, clever.
So Anthony Albanese, he got elected by the Labor Party. No one contested him for the leadership.
That's a man, a shoo-in, you know. Anthony Albanese, the big cheesy.
The big cheesy. Hey, Albanese, that's an Italian name. Yeah. Is he of your descent, Mario?
No, then do not put Albo and the big Mario in the same container, okay? Because we are nothing alike.
I'll tell you, though, Mario, he definitely has Italian heritage, though.
It might have plenty of people claim it, believe me.
Yeah, actually, I saw him interviewed on the project the other night, and he says, you're supposed to say his name like Albanese, like Bolognese.
Yeah, that's like me stopping people in the street and going, hey, it's Mario. But you know what? Don't do that.
What are your thoughts on him calling himself Albo?
Well, there's other things that we can talk about apart from, you know, giving yourself monikers and things like that. We can talk about the fact that Albo's done every job in Parliament since he started. Mate, he's missed a musical chair, you know what I mean?
Can you see a Labor leadership spill happening along the way at some point?
No, I don't think so, mate. Albo, he's very neat and tidy. He would not spill a drop of anything.
That is a great point. Hey, finally, Mario, thoughts? Like, he was uncontested in this leadership battle. Why didn't you put your hat in the ring?
Good question.
Yeah. You'd be better than Albo, surely?
First of all, I'm not a member of the Australian Labor Party.
Okay.
Which is pretty obvious. I would not be suited to the Australian style of politics, was that I'm more suited to royalty, you know what I mean?
Hey, Mario, though, would you be able to go and run in politics, or would you be a dual citizenship? What is your passport, Australian or Italian?
You know, we leave that off at Demolake, you know what I mean?
Oh. Ooh, we have hit below the belt with that one. Are you illegally living in this country, Mario?
No, illegal is just a sick bird, okay?
Oh, my God, I just got that joke. Illegal is just a sick bird. It's an illegal. Ah!
Oh, my goodness. Wake up and smell the coffee.
I think I need to, Mario.
Oh,
thank you, as always, for your wise political words, my friend. We'll let you get back to the gym.
Hit breakfast with Josiah and Ellie.
You know what I like to do on a Tuesday? Listen to the scientists who came up with a study saying that Tuesdays are the most productive day of the week. And so if you're not feeling productive today, which, let's face it, it's cold outside in the Goulburn Valley. It's 7 degrees at the moment. It's cold, it's windy, it's rainy. You're not going to be feeling productive.
Yeah, and I hope this really does help everyone because I have my doubts at the moment.
Whoa, you are such a negative Nelly today.
I'm not negative. You've just been doing this segment for 3 months and I haven't learned one thing off it. So
3 months? I think I've been doing this for like a year.
You know what? I'll come back today with an open mind. Hit me.
All right. You ready? Productive thought number one for the day. Instead of cleaning your sink all the time, we know that gets boring, print out a little cover of a clean sink, right, on a bit of laminated paper. Just chuck that over the dirt. Then it looks like your sink is constantly clean.
Productive thought.
I'm going home.
That's a good one, Jay.
You can't have a go at me for being negative when you're spitting out crap like that.
Whoa. I'm bringing down the productive thought inspiring music.
How is that going to help me with my day?
Because then you don't have to look at a dirty sink all the time. You don't have to waste time cleaning the sink. You just finish it. You just chuck the little cover over and then boom, it's all clean.
Okay. I had a coffee this morning. I put it in the sink.
Yep.
I put the piece of paper over the top of it to hide it. When my roommate Morgan wakes up this morning,
yep,
he goes to the dishes. She goes, oh, look at Josiah. Did such a good job cleaning.
Yeah.
Then she goes to turn the tap on. It goes straight through the paper. How is that productive, Ellie?
Josiah, this is not about Morgan's productivity. This is about your productivity, okay? We don't care about your housemate. Well, sorry, Morgan, if you're listening. Love you lots. Okay, productive thought number two. If you want to toast your sandwich at your desk, but you don't want to get up from your desk because, you know, you're full of productivity. You're trying to get your job done.
Lazy.
Why don't you get your laptop charger? You know how it always heats up? Get that. Put it with your colleague's laptop charger. Chuck your sandwich in between. Toasty, here you come.
Productive thought.
Yeah, electrocution, here you come as well.
Why?
You reckon it's going to toast it or just warm it up a tiny bit?
Well, look, it might take a while to properly toast, but hey, how long are you sitting at your desk for? Chuck it on as soon as you get into work each day. Then by lunchtime, melted cheese coming your way.
Ellie, I think you need to start doing facts or productive thoughts that you've actually tried, because right now, I don't know if any of these are doable.
Okay, well, I can't try the next one because it doesn't apply to me, but I'm speaking on behalf of the people today. Productive thought number three for the day. Are you ready? Dip your contact lenses into coffee. That thought.
Yeah, I like this one, Ellie.
Oh, thank the Lord.
One from three this morning. Anything, my eyes, I often get tension headaches around the eyeballs and I need a bit of a caffeine hit around the eyes somehow.
Yeah.
If I could just put some caffeine infused lenses into my eyes and it woke me right up. How good would the show be, guys?
Thank you. All right, well, go do that now because you need a pep up this morning, buddy, with your negativity. Wow. Productive thoughts will be back next Tuesday.
Oh, we only get three today.
You only get three today because I feel like you're not embracing them as much as you should. Also, I couldn't think of any more.
This is The Catch Up with Josiah and Ellie.
Ellie, I want to talk this morning about the longest commute you've had to go to for work, football, whatever it is, every single day. 13, 12, 16 is our number if you've got a story. I was watching Channel 9 News last night and this happened for a dude in Albury.
This is what passengers travelling on the 1205 V-Line train service from Melbourne to Albury spent almost 4 hours, leaving passengers stranded.
Okay, so the guy had to take 4 hours to get from Melbourne to Albury.
Yeah.
That's on the train. He was commuting. So he goes from Albury to Melbourne every day for work. He goes on to whinge about it because there was a breakdown. What I don't quite understand is I've just looked up the times for Albury.
Mm.
It usually takes about 3.5 hours anyway, so it's only really added a half an hour on his trip.
God. So 3.5 hours. So 7 hours a day he spends getting to and from work. That is pretty much your whole work shift.
Well, if you work 8 hours a day and you're commuting for 7 hours, where do you? So I guess you could sleep on the train, but my goodness, that is a long commute.
You do nothing else in your life.
Well,
you know?
People around the GV that would commute from Shep or from wherever you guys are listening from, Benalla, to Melbourne every day for work. You do hear about people that do it. I, when I was in Sydney, played football team on the other side of the city. Mm. So after school every day, because I didn't have a license, my dad had to drive me to training 3 days a week plus games on the weekend. It was 2 hours each way.
Oh.
Every time. Or it was at least 2 hours during the peak hour. On the way home, it would take about an hour and a quarter. Stuff that, I don't know, I look back and I don't know how my dad did that.
It's just such a waste of your life.
Dad and I got a lot closer by doing it, so I wouldn't call it a complete waste, but my goodness, there's some other things you could be doing during that time.
My whole life I've made sure I live close to my work or uni or school or anything. Like school was 10 minutes down the road. I worked 5 minutes down the road. When I went to uni, that was the longest. That was only 40 minutes though. It was doable.
Yeah, 40 minutes is you know, from town to town here.
Yeah, it was like 25 in a good run of traffic.
Well, if anyone out there does drive from the Goulburn Valley to Melbourne, or if you go across the state or wherever you work, maybe you work in Bendigo and you live in Shep, 13, 12, 16, I want to find the longest commute in the Goulburn Valley today.
Do you know who would have a longer commute than both you and I? Truckies. If you're a truckie this morning and you're embarking on a 9-hour trip and maybe you do that every day, we want to hear from you. 13, 12, 16 is our number. We'll take your calls next.
Hit Breakfast with Josiah and Ellie.
Got a Craig from Maroopna. Craig, what's been your longest commute, my friend?
From Frankston to Somerton in Melbourne.
Oh, shivers, there's a drive.
How long did that take you?
Oh, don't remind me.
That good, was it?
Oh, yeah, awesome it was. But then, you know, like you get the smell of the beach when you get close to it. That was pretty good. The employer was that keen that he sacked me because he reckons I was going to commute too far.
And you know what? More time in the car as well means more time listening to our show, Craig. So what a win.
Oh, it would have been if you was playing back then. But that was years ago. That was almost before you were tadpole.
All right, Craig. Well, thanks for your call. Let's move on to Anna from Echuca. Anna, what was your longest commute, my friend?
For a bit, I was living in Cobram. I used to drive to Shepparton and then I would carpool with a friend to Melbourne.
No, you didn't. Every single day?
Yeah, I was stunning.
Is this before the days of like you could get lectures online and stuff and you had to be in your lectures?
Oh, she's not that old.
Yeah, and it was really prac-based stuff. So you had to be there pretty much every day of the week for a year.
Yeah,
it
right.
It was so expensive.
You'd probably spend just as much time travelling as you would while you're at uni.
Yeah, like on the drive, the carpool bit, I would just read and prepare. So got into a pretty good habit, but it was hard. Listen to you guys, obviously.
Of course, of course. Thanks so much, Anna. You don't sound like the best guest in the car, though. The poor driver, what'd they do?
They didn't mind. She had to go in for work, so it was fine.
Yeah. Oh, okay, well, you're a real trooper. I don't think I could ever do that. So hats off to you, Anna.
Thank you.
Good job, commuters. It makes my 8-minute drive to work every morning feel pretty insignificant,
I'm
really.
A 4.5-minute drive. I feel terrible now.
Yeah, I had to stop at 2 sets of lights on Wyndham Street this morning. I was like, what is wrong with this drive?
Yeah, whenever you stop at those lights and you get angry, think of poor Anna.
Yeah, I know. Good point.
Are we ready?
The catch-up
with
Josiah and Ellie.
Listen up, Goulburn Valley. There is a lot of people who are listening right now that have a disease they are not aware of. Benny, our boss, is in the studio now. Benny, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Apart from you having the most unhealthy breakfast, you know, it's just burgers and
whoa.
Stuff. But no, it's fine. I don't know why I'm here, though.
So it's actually about your wife. She has this disease.
What is
it? And no, it's not the one that you gave her. It's
whoa.
I gave her? Ah, dirty boy.
I feel like it's a bit of a risk. Can I just
be careful? Yeah. What do you talk? What's
the
risk?
I feel like it's a bit of a risk getting the boss in and just telling him his wife has a disease.
Well, she does.
Live on the radio. Like, I feel like it's not a wise career decision
quickie
for
you.
So can I just
talking.
Put this forward and say I had nothing to do with this, Benny?
Are you sure?
Yes.
Your wife's not the only one. Like I said, a lot of people do.
I wanted to talk about
Ellie
a guy who got a pie with no meat in it at the footy, but this is what we've gone with.
No, Ellie doesn't have the disease. I don't have it before. The World Health Organization has formally added, after its latest revision overnight, at the 72nd World Health Assembly, a new disorder, called gaming disorder.
gaming
it's
disorder.
It's now recognized as an official disease.
Pokemon. Yeah,
so your
sure,
wife's addicted
sure,
to Pokemon.
Sure. Yeah.
She has this disease. It's recognized now. So she can actually go and get a mental health certificate for having gaming disease. So anyone that's listening right now, if you're into Fortnite, Pokemon, Solitaire, I don't give a stuff what game it is, you can now get gaming disorder and it's recognized when you go to the doctors.
Are we just labeling stuff now? Like, is it, do you know what I mean? Are we just labeling gear? Like, I was a gamer when I was a kid and I loved it. I couldn't get off the thing. But, you know, and then you get over it.
Well, no, now, you've got a disease.
When I was 14, playing Mortal Kombat, fatality.
Yes.
Like,
fatality.
Were you play the Aussie version of Mortal Kombat, were you?
So, no, you would have had that disease at 14. And you know what? You could have got a certificate from the doctor saying Benny's got gaming disorder. He doesn't have to go to school anymore.
What's a cure then?
There is no cure. I guess sending you to rehab, which they do have now as well. And we spoke about it a couple of months ago.
Well,
they're sending kids to rehab. Yeah.
Well, you do hear those stories about people playing games for 36, 48, 72 hours straight. Wasn't there some bloke that died? Like,
yeah.
Because he played a game for like 112 hours straight or something.
They
like,
pee in Coke bottles and stuff?
Sure. What have you got to do to get...
How often does your wife pee in a Coke bottle?
All the time. On the go. Pokemon's. No, this is the truth, Pokemon's. Right? We were down in Melbourne recently with friends of ours here. Sal and Shane, if they're listening this morning, all three of them play Pokemon.
Really?
And I run out because I don't play it.
Yeah, sure. You say that all the time, but I reckon you're a closet gamer.
Miss Ellie
what?
Cheney.
Closet what?
Closet what? There you go. No, I'm not a closet gamer. I used to play when I was a kid. I was like Mortal Kombat and I had a PlayStation, all that gear, but I wouldn't put it down a disorder.
Oh, well, yeah. Your daughter, you've got a little, I'm going to say 8-month-old.
I love it. Cheney always gets, how old is she now? She's 2 weeks old? Yeah, Chani. Yeah.
Is she 8 months?
7 months.
7 months. Close. That's the closest I've ever
been.
That's
cool. That's probably the best you've been.
Thank you.
She's 3 years next
what
tomorrow.
What if she's swiping right when
on
she's
on Tinder?
Like, well, I don't know.
She'll be in her room until she's 30. No boys.
Wow.
That's the only game I know how to play on my right.
Well, don't stay away from Artie Chani, Ellie.
I'm going to teach her that one. No, but what if she gets addicted to gaming?
Mel, I haven't really talked about this, but obviously screen time's a huge thing now as kids grow up and stuff like that. Do we keep away from it? I don't know. Games were good with us as long as they were healthy. Like, we played in moderation, to be honest.
Yeah, well, a lot of parents now give their kids a iPad to distract them while they're at dinner with friends.
Yeah.
I had ADD as a kid. If my parents had the opportunity to give that to me as a kid because it would have calmed me right down, my goodness, would they have taken
it. Here's a question, right? Ellie.
Yes.
Have you ever been with a bloke? Now, this is not going to go dirty, I promise.
Yeah, plenty.
Yes,
I'm not
Benny?
Laughing. I'm laughing.
No, ask me a question.
That was a terrible joke, Josiah. No, have you ever been with a bloke that's picked a game over you?
Yes, my current boyfriend.
What?
Oh, he's got the disease?
Gav's a gamer, yes. And,
when does he put the game above you?
We do, like, FaceTime with each other, and half the time he'll be playing games while we're FaceTiming.
Not
and I'm
listening.
Like, excuse me, hello.
This is The Catch-Up with Josiah and Ellie.
Right now, though, I mentioned just before that song that I'm getting angry.
I get angry, but I don't let the anger get me.
Because, you know my thoughts towards potato chips. Love them. You know, my servo snack is a packet of chicken twisties every time I'm going on a long drive somewhere.
Yum. I haven't had chicken twisties in a while. Do like them, though. God, used to hate them as a kid.
You know what? Kmart in Shepparton right now. Massive party bag for like a dollar. Get around it.
What, the actual chicken twisties or?
The actual chicken twisties. Yeah, I know. And it says party bag. And I'm like, I would have a party with that. I tell you what. But a list of the nation's most loved potato chips has been released. And I want to go through the results with you, Josiah, because like I said, I'm angry about them. Top 10, a survey conducted by news.com has determined. Number 10, Red Rock Deli honey soy chicken.
Ooh.
Great. I remember at the school canteen, they were 60 cents a packet of those.
Very
back
gourmet.
In my day.
They probably deserve a top 10, not top 5. I don't mind them being in a 10th spot.
Okay. All right. Number 9. This has angered me that it's not higher. Burger rings.
Oh, that should be way higher.
That should be number 2.
I tell you what, if you're up right now listening to us and you're not working and you're just doing your own thing, maybe playing some PlayStation games, you'd be angry as well.
Because you have the munchies.
Yeah.
Okay. I see what you did there. Number 8, kettle chili chips. Again, pretty boring. Like, definitely not better than a burger ring. Are you kidding me?
Didn't know they were still a thing.
Yeah, of course they're still a thing. In fact, I think they're a relatively recent one. Number 7, this one should be higher too. Thins Light and Tangy. Dudes have got these tattooed on them. They love them so much. And they only come in at number 7. Are
Hang
you
on,
kidding
who's
me?
Who's got a tattoo of light and tangy thins?
The person in the news.com article that was written about this list.
Okay, the guy that got that tattoo is an absolute idiot.
No, he's light, he's tangy, he's just, he's, you know, champing his treat.
He's an idiot as well.
You're an idiot. Hold on, what's your favourite chip? Before we get any further.
Good question. This is a long answer. I'm not a big chip person.
This is a long answer.
I'm going to go with Pringles.
Okay.
What's the main one?
What flavour?
Sour cream and onion.
Well, I would say the main ones are original, but that's cool.
Get stuffed it is. It's sour cream and onion or nothing with some hummus and avocado
just for
dip.
Pringles, original, the red ones, they are the main ones.
I've said this on the show last year. There is no other chip that is from the Pringle brand besides sour cream and cheese or onion, whatever the hell it is.
Salt and vinegar?
No, just sour cream and onion. That's the one.
You're crazy. You're crazy, man. All right, let me race through the rest of the list. Number 6, Red Rock Deli salt and balsamic vinegar. Very fancy. Number 5, interestingly, this comes in higher than the Burger Ring too. Cheezels.
Yeah, don't Burger like that. Better.
Nah, neither. 4, here we go. Your mates, Pringle, except Pringles originals.
Nah, they've got that wrong.
Your mates, your actual mates, Pringles sauce.
Sour cream and onion?
Yeah, they don't even make the list.
You're kidding me. Now I'm angry.
All right, we're ready for the top 3.
Yes.
Number 3 is Smith's salt and vinegar. Yeah. My God, I'm getting so invested in this list. Smith's salt and vinegar coming in at number 3. And you know what? I'm gonna get a bit of bloody tension built up for this one. Number 2.
I might pull out a cigarette for this last couple.
Number 2. Life's pretty straight without Twisties. Coming in at number 2.
Chicken or cheese?
Cheese. Chicken don't even make the list. Don't even get me started. And finally, my friend, number 1, Australia's most loved chip is apparently Smith's original. Are you kidding? Exactly. That to me, like the equivalent of that is the equivalent of this. Like, it's just an annoying thing to have around.
Get rid of that.
Yeah,
play that angry song, Ellie. I'm angry as well.
Do you know what? Exactly. I couldn't get more angry.
I get angry.
This list sucks.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch Up.
With
Josiah and Ellie.